Hello, everyone. I'm Carolyn Weisbach, and we have a handout going around. I'm with the Area Geriatric Education Scholars Program, and we're in Upper Michigan in the Upper Peninsula. I've declared my credentials. I'm the director of that program, and I'm affiliated with Michigan State's medical school. The Area Geriatric Education Scholars Program is a pre-career program. It introduces high school students to healthcare professions, specifically in geriatrics. We accomplished this over the summer through 3-day orientation and 7-week real-world placements. And these are at long-term care sites, or LTCs, around the Upper Peninsula. It's a homegrown approach to facilitate entry into health career pipeline. And many rural communities are facing shortages in professionals, and this is an ideal approach that they may want to adopt. And very much are we grateful for the Archstone Foundation and Aging in Public Health Award this year, and that is something that we hope will help further disseminate the program. I have no conflicts or disclosures of which I'm aware. UPEC sponsors the program. UPEC is an entity, it's a 501c3 affiliated with Michigan State's College of Human Medicine, Marquette Family Medicine Residency Program, and we also run pre-career programs. Our aim is to distribute and encourage entry into the health professions in the UP. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan has approximately 300,000 residents across 1,700 square miles. We're very rural, we're forested, 300 inches of annual snowfall, yes, that's correct. We have a solid mining heritage, particularly in copper and silver mining. Low income, largely Caucasian, there are 5 Native American communities. 4 of my students last year were self-declared a Native American, so we're very excited including that population. We have the largest Finnish American population in the United States. If my presentation was on type 2 diabetes, we'd talk about the high incidence of diabetes in that population, but I'll move on. 25% of our residents are age 65 plus. Many are on Medicaid. Our congressional district has the highest number of veterans in Michigan, so we have substantial number of veterans. We face economic challenges, unemployment. We were hit by the auto industry downturn. We were number one in unemployment. I think Nevada's taken our place, so we're number 2. And lumber tourism service is important. We're 8 hours distance from the Lower Peninsula. And here we are. If you can see, our office is based in Marquette, which is essentially the center point, northern center point of the UP. The program we're talking about was throughout the entire region. And if you want to visualize where this is, where it says Mackinac Island in the bottom right corner, that's the top tip of the Lower Peninsula. From that point downward, it's another 4.5 hours to Lansing. So if you get a general sense and talk more about that. And we do, the north of us is Lake Superior. The objectives were outlined in the booklet. We want to design a community-based program, develop and sustain partnerships, and assess the participants' interest in geriatric careers, attitudes about older people, and satisfaction with our program. The UP needs health professionals, and I'll talk a lot about the UP, but I hope it'll apply this to your own communities as well. We're a federal health professional shortage area in all the fields that you see listed. We have challenges in recruitment and retention. That's one of the reasons we adopted a homegrown approach. People who love the UP, who love the climate, who love the outdoor lifestyle, they're likely to want to either stay there or if they go away to school to come back and raise their children there and live there. Our long-term care sites have over 90% occupancy. They face staffing shortages. There's a lot of turnover, particularly amongst CNAs and other professionals. Also in our region, the youth lack pre-career experience, particularly in a clinical setting, and they lack guidance. And the images that you're seeing depicted here are from our long-term care sites. So both those happy people, the young man on the left is an AGES student, and the young woman on the left is an AGES student, and they're both in different long-term care facilities, actually at opposite ends of the UP, the top one in Sault Ste. Marie and the bottom one in Houghton. Over the last several years, from AGES 2006 through our last year's program of 2010, 173 students have participated in AGES. They are high school juniors and seniors, having just completed those years of school. They must be age 16. They've represented 34 high schools amongst 14 of the UP's 15 counties, and they've been placed at 18 long-term care sites dispersed amongst those counties. 8,000 residents have been served over this 5-year period, 25,000 service hours, solid collaboration, more sites, more partners. All the sites have stayed on board. Most of our funders, actually all of our funders, have stayed on board. The challenges in our program have been funding, and we'll get to that in a minute, locally funded. Throughout the year, I raised money from private foundations, community foundations, corporations, regional foundations, Rotary clubs, and so forth. This is our lovely Aegis class of 2009 standing there solid and proud so that you can see them. A partnership collaboration is key, and you may want to look for similar entities in your communities. So again, Upper Peninsula Health Education Corp, the umbrella, is the lead partner. Michigan State's Medical School. Market General Health System is the tertiary facility in the area. We also are able to conduct programs with Northern Michigan University and its Seaborg Center, which is a math and science K-12 center, which many of you may have in your communities. High schools have been key, school districts, host of chapters, of course the long-term care sites, different types, county, hospital, corporate, sole ownership facilities, schools of health professions in nursing, PT, medicine, and pharmacy. We work with our Michigan Works Group, which is actually the state unemployment or employment agency, as it were, and they have a roundtable in the UP that specifically focuses on health issues. Our other partners are listed below. We get a lot of media support. It's important to promote the program in the media. For this type of program, you want to have community buy-in. You're raising your funds in the community. Daily Mining Gazette, full-page features ad showed our class, had all kinds of wonderful quotes. The Mining Journal had all kinds of wonderful quotes. Mining is a familiar recurrent theme here. So anyway, get the word out and get your PSAs and let people know about the program. There is a discrete timeline. We start working on our program. Actually, we work on it year-round, but we start advertising it in March. It's a summer program. Students apply. They have to have a minimum GPA of 2.75. We interview all qualified applicants. We go to their schools, or we meet them at restaurants near their communities. I can tell you where Mr. T's is. I can tell you where to get the best pasties in the UP. I can tell you wherever you want to go. I've been there interviewing students. Offers of acceptance. We make up orientation packets, and they're voluminous forms. These are employees, they're temporary employees. They are paid. So that you can imagine the tax paperwork, and we give them criminal background checks. There's a lot to go through here. The orientation is 3 days in duration. They're on the college campus in Marquette. We cover geriatric health issues presented by health professionals, talk about Alzheimer's, stroke, the types of issues they're likely to see at the sites. They hear about what it's like to go to professional school, how to prepare. They learn about privacy and confidentiality. They learn about caring for patients. We have empathy exercises. The students with the goggles are learning about obscured vision and obscured hearing. And then they actually learn about wheelchair mobility. That's the bottom image there. It's important to learn about professionalism, how to be appropriate in a work environment. Many of these students have never worked before. Many of these students will be the first in their families to go to college. This is really significant, and this is a diverse population in terms of socioeconomics. We have some students who have parents who have been very successful financially. We have some students who are using the money they make with Aegis to help pay the rent. So this is quite a diverse. It's very important they learn about philanthropy and service. That's who's helping fund the program. We want these to be future leaders. And again, the college experience. Here's the mechanics of the way we work the program. 7 week placements, 20 hours a week. Minimum wage, they max at about $1,000 for the summer. That's just the students. That's independent of our administrative expenses, travel, and wonderful attendance at conferences like APHA. Their duties are one-on-one connects with the residents, reading, hearing the stories about life back in the day. And you may hear that story many times. And we tell the student, it's fresh. It's first time you're hearing it. It's new to you. And they love it. They're great. Basic care provision. Group activities, the bingo sing-along, the Wii is big now, wheelchair tai chi, karaoke. A lot of these students are in the July 4th parade representing Aegis, and they all get job shadowing experiences from nurses, physicians, physical therapists, even pharmacists. This is in small print, but I just wanted you to see, and if you could read the tiny print on your handout, this truly is a region-wide program. If you see a lot of facilities in Marquette, that's because where the hub of population is situated. It's important to have ongoing communications with the students over the summer. I conduct site visits at all the sites. We have a telecommunications system we use through the UP Telehealth Network. So all the students are at a hub. We're at the hub site in Marquette, and they're all at spoke sites around the UP at hospitals so that they can talk about their experience and compare notes. We stay in touch with the LTC time. Yes, I have 5 minutes left. Thank you. timesheets, logs, media news stories, and a debriefing session. Substantial number of the students were highly satisfied and satisfied with AGES. They would recommend the program to their friends, want to participate again. Attitude impact, more comfortable interacting with older people, more likely to serve geriatric patients. Many return as counselors, many participate in presentations, many serve as CNAs or activity aides. 98% go on to higher education and the health professions. We've been tracking them. Many continue to visit, and we do give letters of recommendation and references. AGES is a blast is one of my favorite quotes, but the students here really are excited. Yay, I'm going to work in a nursing home for the summer. And they tell their friends, and they want to do it again. Surveys show high satisfaction amongst the sites. All the sites are repeat visitors. The residents look forward to the student visits. Family members write letters of support to the local papers. We conduct satisfaction surveys, pre-post tests. We have an attitude survey about older people. We hope to be publishing that data soon. We're involved with a longitudinal study to track the progression in health careers, exit interviews, photo documentation. Dissemination, replication, key to our program. We're at today's conference, and we're very proud of the Archstone Award. We were at the American Geriatric Society. We may be going to the GSA. And interested anybody, please see me later in the session. We'd love to replicate at your site and in your community. And this is me, and I will be around. And now I hope that I am successful in playing the movie, which the gentleman said would just come up.